Time to get on board the telephone line and welcome in Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. I made it through after watching the foolishness last night. It appeared you were tuned in for at least part of that, and man, that was ugly so many different ways.
Yeah, it was. I don't know why I kept watching that, Rich. You know, my anxiety level went up. It was a 5-year-old basically trying to shout and bully his way to getting his point across. And unfortunately, this is what we've become. You know, we're not making America great again. We're dividing America again. That's what's happening, and it's a shame that it's funny because I got friends, and I'm sure you have friends also. We thought agreed with us and couldn't stand for racism like us, but I'm finding out, it's not a big deal to a lot of people. I thought we're friends, and that's highly upsetting.
No, I agree with you on that. Well, I call them used to be friends now.
Yeah, exactly. But Rich, I agree with you, but how did we get to this point? You know, that's what's so upsetting to me, you know, because 4 years ago, we were all friends, you know, and I think it's sort of bringing out, you know, people's true colors, I guess, is what we're finding out. And you're right, you know, if I have a so-called friend and racism doesn't piss them off and upset them, then, you know, maybe I didn't know that person as well as I thought I did.
Yeah, well, I think that's what we're all learning there, but it can only go in one direction from here. I can't imagine that it can get a whole lot worse. But let's focus on some positives here. While the Celtics season came to an end, and there were people who yelled and screamed and said, oh, my gosh, they should have done better, and Brad Stevens this, and Danny Ainge that, I thought it was a tremendous season for a team that was not constituted at all the way they thought it would be when it got underway.
Yeah, Rich, but I'm not going to let them off the hook, because here's why. If I would have told you back in January, back in March, that the Celtics would be in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat, you know, a lot of people would have bet the house on that, you know, and bet the house on the Celtics. And so, you know, as you go through the playoffs, as you go through, you sort of amend your expectations for the team. I thought making it to the Eastern Conference Finals would be a successful season, and it was a good season. But then when you see the opponent, and the way they played there in that, you know, really the Celtics, you know, it's one of those things, you know, think of it in a baseball analogy. It's like you lead every game, but then the closer gives it up in the bottom of the ninth. And, you know, it leaves me wondering what could have been, you know, if they could have closed out in game number two, in game number one, even in game number six. And so, you know, when we look back on it, though, I'm, you know, 20 years from now, I'm not going to be romanticizing this season for the Celtics. I'm gonna still be upset that, man, what happened? How did they fall apart late in games? That's the frustrating part.
Well, they've got most of this roster coming back next year, but what's the missing piece? What do they need to take that next step?
I just think they need some veterans on the team. You know, unfortunately, you're counting on a lot of young players, including Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And let's throw Kemba Walker in that mix. Inexperienced players, you know, name me a player on the Celtics that's really had a deep playoff run. And it's cancer last year with Portland, you know, and maybe you can count him. But, you know, they have a number of guys that, you know, are young, and sure they made the Eastern Conference Finals before Tatum and Jaylen Brown. But, you know, you can look at those trips to the Eastern Conference Finals. They go through a Philadelphia team that was brand new. They go through a Milwaukee team, you know, that they had to beat in seven. And so, you know, it's one of those things, until you give over the hump, you don't have that experience. So I think it's a learning process. I would like to see them get some veteran help, though. You can't tell me that Andre Iguodala did not make a difference in this series. How come we couldn't have made it swing a deal for Andre Iguodala? And so I'm not talking about going out there and getting another starter or a guy that'll play 30 minutes. But you do need a veteran out there that can rise to the occasion and make a big play when you need it.
Did Brad Stevens get out-coached in this series by Eric Spoelstra?
Yeah, I think he did to an extent. Let's give Spoelstra a lot of credit, right? I mean, you know, in game four, I think it was, to use Andre Iguodala, 27-plus minutes. You know, the guy had been sitting up in mothballs most of the season for the Heat. The ability to switch the zone, which they did. And the Celtics really only figured it out in one game, and that was game number five. And so, you know, but I will say, Brad put this team in position to win pretty much every game, Rich. Let's think about it. You know, the Celtics were in position to win late in games, but the players, like I said before, their inexperience shined through at the wrong time of the game. But, no, Spoelstra, I think, won the coaching battle. You got to give him a lot of credit, no doubt about that.
Well, the finals get underway tonight. The Lakers heavily favored. Do you think the Heat can make this any kind of a series?
I think so. You know, it's on one hand, I think the Lakers in five, but this Miami Heat team, you know, think about it. They beat Milwaukee. They beat the Celtics. You know, the Lakers are a different animal. It's sort of like, you know, Denver. Remember, Denver went through Utah, went through the Clippers, and then you get to the Lakers. It's a different animal. LeBron James is nothing like the Miami Heat have faced in the postseason so far. You could throw Anthony Davis in that mix as well. And so I think for the Heat to win, it's going to sort of have to be a battle of the three-pointers, right? If the Lakers' role players make threes, then there's no way the Heat win. But conversely, if the Heat role players, if the Heat players are knocking down threes and beating the Lakers on the perimeter, I think they have a shot. You know, I think at most it goes six. It may even only go five. I think the Lakers win it.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Well, the Patriots got another win. This time around, they relied on a very tough run game. The offensive line did an excellent job. But this week, their toughest opponent of the season. And they had troubles with Russell Wilson. Now they've got to stop maybe the only guy who's better than him in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and it's scary because now Mahomes has even more weapons at his disposal. And so, you know, if the Patriots are going to win, I don't think they can have a shootout. I don't think they can win a 38-34 kind of game. You know, I think it has to be in the 20s. The Patriots defense has to play the best it's played all season long, obviously. I think the coaching matchup is intriguing. Belichick and McDaniels are going to have to be on their A game. You know, this Chiefs defense, 11th, I think, in total yards, top five or six when it comes to points allowed. But you may be able to run on them. And so I think to win this game, it's going to take a ball-controlled offense. You know, you're going to have sustained drives, eat up the clock, try to keep Mahomes on the bench as long as possible.
Who's the next Red Sox manager, Kyle? Is it Alex Cora or somebody we don't know about?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Chaim Bloom had his press conference the other day, and depending on which article you read, either Alex Cora is still in play or there's no way Alex Cora is coming back. Honestly, I don't see why it wouldn't be Alex Cora. As far as we know, ownership still likes him. You know, he got popped and got in trouble for things he did while with the Astros, not necessarily with the Red Sox, and so he's proven that he can win a World Series. You know, nobody else excites me. That's the thing. You know, you know, people are bringing up a guy like Sam Fold, and you know, a young guy. I understand that, but what has he accomplished? And so, I don't know where they go. It'll be interesting because you would think that Chaim Bloom wants to bring in his guy, right? Wants to bring in his person. And Sam Kennedy said it yesterday that Bloom will be in charge of making this decision. But I bet if ownership had its druthers, if they meddle in this, it'll be Alex Cora that will get the job.
Do you think we've seen the last of Jackie Bradley Jr. in a Red Sox uniform?
I think so because, you know, Sox brass basically gave Jackie Bradley the blessing to go out there, shop for a deal, see what you can get on the open market. And to me, what that means is one of two things. A, if you do sign elsewhere, that's fine. Or B, we don't think you'll find the money that you're requesting out in the open market. And so the way Jackie Bradley Jr. And his wife said sort of goodbye to the season, it sort of had the feeling like this was an end of an era for JBJ.
And finally, Kyle, when do you bring the definition to high definition on NBC Sports Boston again?
I will be back on tomorrow at 6:30. I need to rest up. You know, it was a long season, went late into September. I needed a day off today, but I will be back tomorrow at 6:30 on Early Edition.
Well, we look forward to it. Kyle, as always, a pleasure. Thank you much, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Okay, Rich, take care, man.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, every Wednesday on Downtown.